This week's parasha has the episode of Yaakov Avinu encountering Saro Shel Esav, the Sama Moves, the Sitra Achra. And we all know that when he's left alone, they quarrel with each other. And ultimately, Yaakov prevails, but he does come out injured. The Pasuk says, Alkein lo yochlu. Bnei Yisrael is get anasha asher al kafa yerech ad hayom hazeh. There's a halacha lemaisa application. We learned the great detail last year, Rabbi Yisai, about the get anasha, which is found in the yarech, in the thigh, that one cannot eat that. Kinoga bekaf yerech Yaakov beget anasha. Because the Malach hit, injured Yaakov, as the Pasuk says in Chavav. Vayarki lo yecholo vayiga bekaf yirecho. The only area that he was able to hurt and injure Yaakov, vayiga bekaf yirecho vatekach kaf yerech Yaakov be'evo koimo. When they were quarreling, when they were fighting with each other, the Malach was able, the Sar Shel Esav was able to damage Yaakov, to injure Yaakov, in the thigh, in the yerech. Kayadur Rabbi Isai, the Zohar HaKadosh, some Sofer speaks at great length about this. Al kein lo yoichlu es kid adoshe, es, says the Zohar HaKadosh, every loisase in the Torah corresponds to another day of the year. When was the quarrel between Yaakov and Sarah Shel Esav, Zokta Zohar HaKadosh? Es Gid Anoshe is Rosh Tevas Aleph Tov Tisha Av. The quarrel between Sarah Shel Esav and Yaakov Avinu was on none other than Tisha B'Av. And this Isser of eating the Gid Anoshe, the Loisase, relates to the Yom HaChurban HaMikdash of Tisha B'Av. What is it specifically about the Yerech? What is it specifically about the thigh that on Tisha B'Av, the Zman of Churban HaMikdash, the Sar Shel Esav has the ability to damage us, to hurt us, and specifically that area of the body, which corresponds to that day, which corresponds to this quarrel? As Yaakov completes this encounter and moves on with his family, he approaches his ultimate fear, which is approaching his brother Esav for the first time since he left him and since he was fleeing. The Pasuk says, Vayisa Yaakov Einov, Yaakov finally glances and sees Esav coming with all of his 400 men. Yaakov is in trepidation. Yaakov is in fear. And he sets up his whole family. Perek Lamed Gimel, Pasuk Gimel, says the Pasuk, V'hu avar lifnehem, Yaakov Avinu says, I am going to stand in front of my family. V'yishtachu artzo sheva pe'omin. Ad gishto ad ochiv. Pasuk says, and what did Yaakov do? He didn't only stand, he bowed towards the ground. Sheva pa'amim. Yaakov bowed down 7 times. Agishto adoch. Until he finally reached his brother. None of the mafarshim explain. Alaturim says it relates to Sheva yipol tzadik v'kom. What's going on here? Yaakov Avinu is bowing when he encounters Esav? Is he bowing to Esav? Ask the Zohar HaKadosh on this pasuk. Chalila v'chas, Yaakov Avinu? What's he doing over here? What's pshat in this pasuk we read every year? We get so lost in the whole encounter with Esav running and all the men. Why is Yaakov bowing down seven times? Ribbono shel Olam, someone please explain this to me. Never understood this. Very bothersome. Rabbi, I'd like to share a Gemara that I don't see anyone connect these ideas, but I found it very interesting. And hear me out. There's a Gemara in Kiddushin on Daf Chof Tes Amud Beis. The Gemara is discussing what a father should do is if he has a very gifted and brilliant child that has the ability to succeed and do better in the world of Torah than him. And then the Gemara says the reverse. What happens if the father will be more successful than the child? Who should work and who should learn? That's the discussion going on in the Gemara in Kiddushin on Daf Chof Tes Amud Beis. And the Gemara talks about Rav Yaakov Berei de Rav Acha Bar Yaakov. Rav Yaakov, the son of Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, Shadrei Avul Lekamei Da Abaye. He sent his son to yeshiva to learn by Abaye. Rabbi said, listen to this. Ki also, when he came home, Shabbos Chanukah, when he came home to be with the family, Chazia Delay Hava Mechadden Shmaitze. He saw, this guy's wasting time. This guy's showing up late to Seder. This guy's not really putting anything together. Lo yavam mechadin and shmeitze. This is a waste of time, a waste of money. Amar le ana adifa minoch. So his father said, you know what? I'm better off than you. Toiv at, you sit here and run the business. Da'azalana, and I'll go and I'll learn. And kachava, that's what he did. Shama Abaye to Kohava Osi. Abaye heard that the Heilige Rav Acha, the father of Rav Yaakov, was coming into town. Listen to what the Gemara says, Rabbi say. Hava Hahu Mazik Be Rabon. There was some sort of mazik, some sort of shade, some sort of evil damager that was destroying and hurting a lot of the Talmidei Chachomim in Abaye's Beis Medrash. Dechi hava ayla betrain afilu biyamama hava mitziki. That when people would even walk in twos with another person, with a friend, the mazik was so fierce that it would damage them even in the daytime. The mazik. What are they going to do? Omer Lehu said Abaye, he clapped on the bima, he made an announcement for the town, said, Loilesev Inish Ushpiza. No one should invite Rav Acha into their house for Hachnosis Orchim for a guest. Why? Efshur de Misrachish Nisa. Because he's not going to have anywhere to sleep. And then what's he going to do? He's going to come into the base medrash and sleep in the base medrash. He's going to come to the base medrash, and then hopefully there will be a nace, and he will resolve our issue, and the demon and the mazik will be taken care of. What happened? Al bas bahu be rabon. Kachahava. Abaye's plan worked. He walked in. No one invited him. So he walked in to the Beir Rabbanon, to the Beis Medrash. Idmali, listen carefully, Rabbi Yisai. Idmali, it appeared to him, Kitanino Deshiva Reshvose. There was a Tanino, a big snake, a big serpent, that had seven heads. Idmalei kitanina deshiva reshvose. Kol kriya dekara. So what did Rabbi Yaakov, what did Rabbi Acha do? Kol kriya dekara nosar chad resha. Every bow that Rabbi Acha took, another head of this Tanina, this serpent, this nachash, there was another head that fell off. Omer lehula machar. Ilo yisrachish nisa. Sak nisa. He said, if it wasn't that this nes happened, that after I bowed, another head was cut off from this mazik. Rav said, it's a gemara. It's not like a, you know, a storybook. Ilo yisrachish nisa. Sakinson. I would be in a sakona. End of Gemara. What in the world is going on here, Rabbi Yisai? This sakona, lot to talk about, not for now. How could Abaye, the Marsha ask, how could Abaye be soymech al anes? How could Abaye be machnis? Rabbi Yaakov into this matzav. But Rabbi Yisai, what in the world is the Gemara trying to tell us? That there were seven heads of this Nachash, and the seven heads were destroyed through the seven Kriyas of Rabbi Acha in the Beis Medrash. Says the Maharsha in Kiddushin on Daf Chof Tes Amid Beis, this connects to another important Gemara. A Gemara in Baba Kama on Daf Tes Zayin Amid Aleph. The Gemara in Baba Kama Tes Zayin Amid Aleph tells us, Rabbi Zayin, this Gemara has halachic lamaisa racham ramifications. Does anyone bow during davening? So there are dinim, halachis, the Mishnah Berurah discusses this, that if you don't bow the full way until your spine actually starts cracking, so then you're not bowing correctly. And the Gemara tells us the following. About a person that is not korea properly in maidim. Shidroi shel adam la'achar sheva shonim nase nochash. V'honi mili delaikara b'maidim. If you do not bow properly in maidim, if you do not bow properly in the Shemina Esrei, your spine will become like a snake that slithers, that doesn't have any structure, that then can't stand tall. Why? Why specifically the snake? Why specifically the nachash? And why is that connected to not bowing properly? And Abayisai, we see that the Gemara says that Rabbi Acha, his whole ability to beat the nachash with sheva heads, was through the Mahalach of Kriya, was through bowing down through Ishtachavoya. There's some common theme going on here, Rabbi Yisai. We need to understand. We need to dig deeper. What are Chazal hinting to us over here? And how does this connect to our current matzav in the year Tarin 2020 and in the upcoming Yom Tif of Chanukah, Abba'aleinu L'Toyva, this week, Rabbi Yisai? What does the Rabbeinu Shalom want to tell us? I'd like to share with you a fascinating Targum Unkelus, Rabbi Yisai. Bear with me. Pasuk says in Parshas Toldos, Vayigdilu Ana'arim, and the lads Yaakov and Esav grew up. By he Esav Yesh Yodea Tzayid, Ish Sode. Esav was a hunter, Ish Sode, Yaakov Ish Tam Yoshev Ahol. And Yaakov was one that sat in the Beis Medrash. Listen to Targum Unkelus, the translation on the Pasuk. And Vayihi Esav Ish Yodea Tzayid, says the Targum. Vahava Esav Gvar, and Esav was a man, Nachish Yirchon. I'm going to repeat the Targum in Pasuk Chof Zayin. Vahava Esav Gvar, what was Esav's description? Nachish Yirchon. Anyone familiar with that etymology, with what the Aramaic of what the Targum is saying? It seems like a combination between the words Nachash and the words Yerech, Nochash Yerchan. If that wasn't enough for you, the Shva Kodesh in Parshas Toldos, Os Chaf Beis, says the Shva Kodesh the following. On this pasuk, Hatargum Oimer al Yedei Yoy al Yedei Atzayid. What does it mean to be Yedei Atzayid? Gvar Nachish Yerchoin Uperish Batziyoni Hasoid Nochosh Yerchan. Why? Why is the Targum translating Ish Yedei Atzayid as Nachash Yerchon? What does a Nochosh and a Yarech have to do with Esau? Listen to what the Shlach Kodesh says. Shahaya Chokok engraved Nochosh al Yarech Shelo. On Esav's thigh was engraved a picture of a Nochosh. Nechash Yarchon. Al Cain, says the Shlach. In our Parsha and Parshas Vayishlach, when Saro Shel Esav attacks Yaakov. Where specifically does he try to attack Yaakov? Al Kain Bo Samuel Liga Bekaf Yerech Yaakov. To try to enter in the Nochosh, into his thigh, into his Yerech. However, it was unsuccessful. He only damaged him a little bit. But he was unsuccessful. Because the pasuk says in Parshas Bolok Rabbeisai, Ki loy nochash bi Yaakov, v'loy hivit even oven bi Yisrael. What does that mean? Ki loy nochash bi Yaakov. It doesn't only mean the simple understanding that Klal Yisrael is not involved in nichush and sorcery. It means that the Sarah Shel Esav wasn't able to what? To impress that nochash element into Yaakov. Although he tried, although he hit him, Yaakov was triumphant. What is it about the Yerech? What is it about the Nochosh? What is going on in our Parsha, Rabbeisai? What Bechlal? There's so much going on here. What's Pshat in the Gemara Kiddushin? There's something about the Nochosh that is now destroyed through the Koyach of Ishtach Havoyah. And clearly, Rabbi Isai, I do not think that it's random that the Gemara in Kiddushin says Rabbi Acha was able to beat the Nochosh with the seven Ishtachavoyas. And that's exactly what Yaakov does in this week's Parsha. When he meets Esav, the Torah says he bows seven times. Seven times to the individual who has the Nochosh on his Yerech, like the Shlach says. But why does the Nochosh connect to a Yerech?
Rabbi said, let's go back to Sefer Bereish, to Parshas Bereishis. The Nochosh, who is the source of Esav, Mizuas Nachmash, Akadmainia Arur, the source of Esav, the source of Sar Shel Esav, is all from the Nochosh. The Nochosh says what? Vayisak Elokim. The Nochosh was created, Rabbi Isai, with a koimus kufa, the ability to stand, with the ability to be upright. And he used it what? In a selfish way. He made his koima, his existence, to be about himself. And he tried to have other people join in his mahalach. That was the source of the Nochosh, to focus on the I. What does Chava say in Parshas Bereishis? Listen carefully, Rabbi Isai. In my opinion, this is the source of all downfall in Avodas Hashem. V'hanochosh heishiyani. Anyone remember that pasuk? The Nachash convinced me we translated as. Sokta Heilige Megala Amukis. Va'Nachash Heishiyani. The Nachash Heishiyani is Oisiois Yesh Ani. There is I exist. I matter. I come first. I am not subservient to anything. Nothing do I have to bow down to. Nothing do I have to consider first before my own personal existence. Hanochosh hayeshani. The nochosh ol koyach is to want to put oneself first. To forget about the Bairi Olam. To not bow to anything. That's why the call of the Nochosh Rabbeisai was specifically to lose his standing in the world physically and spiritually, Rabbeisai. To have his feet cut off. To lose his spine. To not be able to have a kaima. He was supposed to be the tallest of all creatures. But the Nochosh didn't utilize its unbelievable capabilities to serve the Rabbeinu Shalom, and therefore it saw the Rabbeinu Shalom recognize Hashieni and HaKadosh Baruch Hu cut off its legs, cut off its spine. Because if you're not going to be Mishtahaneh, if you're not going to be Kaireya, so then there's no reason for you to have this Kaima. Why is it that Chazal say, Mishaloi Kara B'maydim, Nasis Shidroi K'nochash? Because that's exactly what the Nochosh does. That's the Inyan of Nochosh. The Samuel and Esav Rabbeisai is Nachash Yireichoi. It makes your Yerech be like the Nochosh. It makes your Nochosh be, your Yerech be like a Nochosh, that it refuses to bow to the Bairi Olam. It refuses to put the Rabbeinu Shel Olam first. And everything is about what? Is about I, is about me, is about I. I come first. My cheshbonos are first. I'll wake up when I want to wake up. I'll listen to the rabbis that I want to listen to. Rabbeisai, if there's any generation that this is nogea for, it's our generation. The Me Too movement. You think it's just random, Rabbeisai? Think about this honestly. I don't mean this in a cute way. You think it just happens to be that the Bairi Olam created all of this technology to be called the iPhone, the iPad, the iWatch? Or it's because of something. Or there's something deeper. And this is not a Musar Shmuz about technology, Rabbeisai. They could all be used for gewaltig things. But that means that there's an underpinning. There's a yesod that exists in the world today, in 2020, that if it doesn't fit with I, if it's not comfortable for me, then get out the door. I'm not interested. No hush. He doesn't want to bet anything. He's not Kareo Mishtachaveh. Nochosh Yerchon. Esav says it doesn't fit for me right now. It's not convenient. It has to fit into my world. To my existence. And his Yerech is Nachash. Has the sources from the Samuel, from the Nochosh, from that original sin. And Yaakov has to bow in order to overcome, which is the way Rav Acha beat out the Nochosh in the Gemara in Kiddushin Chof Tesimid Beis. Because Yaakov has a Shidra. Yaakov knows how to be Kireya. Yaakov knows how to bow. Yaakov, as the Zohar says, Chas V'Sholom, was he bowing to Esav? He began, and as he approached Esav, he bowed to the Bairi Olam. And he saw the Bairi Olam in front of him. The Zohar it's actually the other children that didn't necessarily see that, and they were punished. But Binyamin, as Chazal tell us, who is the one that didn't bow to Esav, is the one that's going to have Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Marev Rabbeisai, ve'eim lanu bayis mokom lishtecha bayis lifonecho.
What's the aside of the Beis HaMikdash? What's the aside of the Galus? An area that we don't have the ability to be mishtachaveh. We don't have the ability to activate our what? Our yerech. How do you bow? With your thigh. With your yerech. When your yerech is not fundamentally based off of the nachosh. That's what will bring the geula. That's what will bring the makom hamikdash that is a makom sheishtachaveh lefanecha. That is the tikkun of Alkain Loyochos Gid Aneshek Inoga Bikaf Yerech Yaakov, which was on what days as the Zayar? On Tisha B'Av, the day of Chorban HaMikdash. The day that we decide we're no longer bowing to anything else other than the Bayrei Olam. Physically and spiritually. Mentally as well. We have to start bowing in our minds. That we serve one entity and nothing else. Every cheshbon in our lives has to be ashtachavoya to the Barei Olam. A bittul to the Barei Olam. And then you are not influenced by the nachash. That's the pshat in our parasha. That's what Yaakov was teaching us. He knew from his milchama with Sarah Shalesov what has to be done to overcome Esau. And that's why he bows 7 times. And that's why Rabacha, his great-grandchild, was able to solve the mazik in the town of Abaye.
Says the Megala Mukos in the Pasuk in this week's Parsha, Rabbi Isai, Hatzileni no miyad Esau. No, says the Megala Mukos. Is Rosh Tevis Nachash Adam? I can't fall into the trap of Esav. That man becomes a Nachash. That no Nachash Adam exists. And I start serving myself instead of the Borei Olam. I can't fall into this trap of the I, of the me, of the selfish existence. Of the lack of Makom HaMikdash, of the lack of Hishtachavoya. That's what was concerning Yaakov. Please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bring out the Koima, the Hishtachavoya, the Yerech that is now going to bow to you and only you. That is Parshas. Parshas Vayishlach. That is the Yisoy Rabbi Sai of the Chet of Eitz Hadas. And that is what we have to be metakin. Specifically on the Yom Tov of Chanukah. Moirev Raboisai. Why is it that Ner Chanukah is what is specifically between 3 tefachim and 10 tefachim? So there's an unbelievable vort from the Basayin, whose yartzeit was last parsha. Rabbi Yisai, listen to the Halig of Basai, and I heard this from a Rav Ram Shor. Meir Dikavort. Zokta Basayin. You know why it's so low? Because the Yontif of Chanukah is eradicating the influence of the Yevonim. And in order to eradicate the influence of the Yevonim, we need to bow down and take our Yerech and light the candle that's lower down. Lower than any other mitzvah. Lower than usual, what the Gemara says, Hashros HaShechina is not lamata mitat mi yudvachim. But when it comes to eradicating Yavon, bow and bend over and use your yerech. But what's even more incredible, Rabbi Yisai, is if you look in the Navi Daniel, Navi Daniel speaks about the 4 galuyoses, the 4 exiles, and the exile of Yavon, Rabbi Yisai. The psukim speak about different a person wearing different materials around his body, the helmet of gold and the chest of another material. And what was the thigh? Nechash Yerechayim is what? Golos Yavan. Look up the Pasuk in Perek Beis, Pasuk Lamed Beis. It was Nechoshes. It was a Yerech of copper. Rashi tells us that Nechoshes and Nochash is Loshon Neufel al Loshon. It's not happenstance that it's the same language and word letters. It's that if you have a Yerech of copper, then you have an existence of not bowing down. And you will never bend over that Yerech. And it will be solid metal. And will always be like the Nachash, which is why he was punished and he lost his Kaima. So Rabbi Isai, in this Yontif that we eradicate Yavan's influence, in this Yontif that is recognized by the Pasuk of a Yerech being Nechoshes, we need to eradicate the Nachash of our lives, the me too of our lives, the I of my life. And everyone has this on a personal level of their cheshbon, of how they put themselves before the Borei Olam, whether on a daily basis, whether on specific great decisions, Rabbi Isai. This is something that pertains to me. This is something that pertains to each and every one of you. And there's an element of Hanukkah that now tells us that we need to eradicate this and we need to bow down and go low in order to activate our Yerech of Yaakov that was what? That was triumphant on Tisha B'Av. And in Milta Hashem will be Zoyche through the Yerech to build the Mokom HaMikdash in the Chelek of Binyamin that doesn't bow to anything else and will not bow to Esav. And only Yaakov, who bowed to the Borei Olam 7 times, has the ability to knock out the Nachash, to knock out the serpent of the Gemara in Kedushin, Chot Eslam and Beis, to knock out the influence of Hashiani, to be able to allow us to survive from the Hatzileni, no, the Nachash Adam, Rabbi Isai. Ki loy Nachash b'Yaakov, because there is no Nachash when it comes to Yaakov. And Emir Tzashem, Rabbi Isai, through all of this, and this will what? Make a new haschala, a new zman for the Yontif of Chanukah, Haba Aleinu L'Toiva, and it will change and influence us 3 times a day. Why did Yaakov bow down 7 times? Why does the Gemara say that that Rav Acha bowed down 7 times? I'd like to share with you the parish of the Shita Mekubetzes on Kiddushin, which is called the Shita Lenoi de Lemi, and with this I close, Rabbi Say, because this pertains to each and every one of us 3 times a day. Ask the Shita Lenoi de Lemi, where did he get all these Sishtach Havoyas? In my Shmona Esrei, I only bow 4 times, right? Twice in the beginning and twice at the end, in Maiden. Says the Shita Lenoi de Lemi, focus carefully in the Shmona Esrei. There's also 3 more kriyas as you take 3 steps back and you say, Oise Shalom Bimromov, Hu Yase Shalom Aleinu, V'al Kol Yisrael V'yimru Amei. You bow a total of 7 times in every Shmeine Esrei. Marev Raboisai, on a constant basis, we have this Gemara in Kiddushin that could now destroy all of the Nechashim in our lives. We have a constant reiteration of what the Yerech and what our thigh represents, Rabbi Isai. 3 times a day when we bow. And if we internalize this, if we activate this after this Yontif of Chanukah, after this Shmuz from Yaakov Avinu, after what Yaakov Avinu instilled in us from that original 7 times Ishtach Havaya against Esav, that we have the ability to do 3 times a day, and we can follow in Yaakov's footsteps, and we can follow in Rav Acha's footsteps on a daily basis, then Emir Tzah Hashem Raboisai, with this, I guarantee you, if we internalize this, the Shlois are telling us that we will rebuild the Beis HaMikdash and there will be no more Es Tisha of Din HaNoshe, because we will be serving only the Borei Olam and he will be the first and foremost of all of our cheshbonos, and we will be reminded of this 3 times a day in all of the 7 Hashtach HaVayos of every single Shmoneh Esrei. So let's change our focus. Let's recognize what's clear about what the Torah Kedosha, what Yaakov Avinu, what Sar Shel Esav, what the Shlo HaKadosh, what the Gemara Kiddushin from Rav Acha, what the Gemara Baba Kama with Shidro Shel Adam. Halacha, Mr. Brura tells us, make sure you go down to not have a spine of the Nachash. These are dinim in Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi said, this is not Kabbalah. This is Halacha L'maisa. 7 times in every Shemayna Esrei. And recognize that it's not happenstance, that there is a Mahalach HaChayim. There's an approach to life that exists in our generation, in our lives, of does it fit? Is it comfortable? Is this convenient for me? This never existed by our grandparents or by side. They would die to be in your shoes and have the opportunity to have what you have. And the opportunity to grow, to connect. And we take advantage of it. We decide, is it convenient? Does this person who's telling me this message, does he have an agenda? Who is he working for? Why is he saying this? It doesn't apply to me. Are we really honest with ourselves? Do we really honestly think that this shmooze, this yesod of Nachash Yarchon doesn't apply to us? Or does it really, really, really apply to us? And when we have those moments of truth, and we look around about the Umos HaOlam, about how a selfish existence is what's permeating everywhere in our culture and unfortunately seeps in to Avodas Hashem as well. And perhaps we could fix that. Perhaps this Chanukah, the Yisoid HaDavar of 2020 clarity, this Chanukah of 2020 is to be honest with ourselves, is to make sure that we are not on that Mahalach of Nachash. But rather that we're Bnei Yaakov, we're Bnei Yisrael, and the Mirtz Hashem, we will rectify our Yarech, we will not be Nechash Yerechon, and we will no longer suffer from the Golos of Yavon, which is the copper thigh in the Navi Daniel. Shkoyach Rabbeisai.